Underwater bubble bugs. I'm Bob Carson with the Discovery Files, new advances in science and engineering from the National Science Foundation. These insect scuba or scuba divers breathe underwater by living off a bubble surrounding their bodies. Certain species have developed this unique personal breathing mechanism as a way to search for food in the drink, or even hibernate down there. The bubble itself, or should we say buggle, is an ingenious work of nature. It's really kind of an external lung. Tiny waxy hairs work together to repel water away from the breathing holes and trap a thin layer of air. Oxygen is extracted from the water, allowing the insect to stay under for indefinite periods. Dive depths of the little buggers have for the first time been calculated by researchers at MIT. How low will they go? The bugs, not the researchers. Because of available sunlight, food sources, and number of underwater predators, usually no farther than maybe several yards. But according to the study, if they wanted, they could go as deep as about 30 yards before the pressure collapses their bubble. The bubble concept could someday provide oxygen for fuels in autonomous underwater vehicles. And if you're thinking, hey, a bubble might be a novel way for human scuba divers to breathe, it's been tried. It would take one with a surface area in square yards larger than the average condominium. Didn't mean to burst your bubble. For the Discovery Files, I'm Bob Carson.